I guess some of you have heard of the news that SGX is planning to reduce the lot size from the current 100 units to 10 units, and this will apply for stock prices above 10 Singapore dollars. But to be very clear, as of the recording date, this has not been implemented yet. So they say that it's going into consultation in the first quarter of 2026. And if this change goes through, it's going to be one of the most significant changes ever since 2015, when the original lot size went from 1,000 units to 100 units per order. So for retail investors, it will really change how you want to trade and place your orders and invest for the long term. And if you're super new to investing, then welcome you to join us at over 22,000 members in the Honey Money SG Telegram group to ask your investment questions there. So some of you, maybe it's the first time that you are experiencing this as a newbie beginner. So let me explain what is the impact of the change of lot order sizes. Because if you think about it, the previous 100 units, if the stock price is $50 per share, 100 units of $50 will be $5,000 per trade. That is the minimum. And if the new rule becomes official, which means the lot sizes reduces to 10 units per order, that means 10 units multiplied by $50, which means $500 per order instead of the previous $5,000. And if you look at it from an income standpoint, the median income of Singaporeans is around $5,500 based on the labor statistics. And you see, one order size of $5,000 is almost 1 month's paycheck. How many people can actually afford it? So if you reduce the lot size to 10 units, which means $500 compared to $5,000, that's much more palatable. More people can trade, can do their dollar cost average investment strategy month over month when they receive their salary. So it is really easier for people who want the exposure to the stock market, but they do not want to commit to a large order amount, especially one that almost eats up their paycheck. And definitely, it is much easier for dollar cost averaging, and blue chip stocks of Singapore now become less intimidating for beginners. But here is the part that most people forget, because even if lot size shrinks, the cost of investment is still a very important factor, because you will still pay trading fees per order, which means that for a smaller order size, if you need to pay like the minimum fees and whatnot, it will still become quite expensive per order, especially if your broker charges high platform fee, minimum commissions, and also charge custody fees. So this change in lot size benefit only truly works if you're using a low cost trading platform, which reminds me of Longbridge, a MAS licensed entity that offers lifetime commission-free trading with no platform fees for 90 days. And if SGX really moves to 10 unit lot sizes, the most important part for investors is your trading cost. So if you're planning to buy in smaller sizes or test positions with small amounts, a low-cost trading platform like Longbridge helps you save more money. Because remember, profit is not guaranteed, but cost is guaranteed. For Singapore trading fees, Longbridge commission is lifetime free, and platform fee of 99 cents is waived for 90 days. This is super low cost for Singapore trades. Furthermore, new users who use my link to sign up can get $70 of options cash coupon plus 5% per annum interest boost coupon on $5,000 for 365 days with Longbridge Cash Plus. And this is already worth 250 Singapore dollars. If you fulfill the funding, trading and holding requirements, you can also get free stocks. For example, if you deposit 2,000 Singapore dollars, hold it for 30 days and complete 3 buy trades, you can get the stock basket worth 80 Singapore dollars of Nvidia and Apple shares. And at the highest deposit tier of 500k, you can get 1,200 Singapore dollars of Nvidia shares and Apple shares if you fulfill the terms and conditions. So sign up for a Longbridge account using my exclusive link down below, or scan the QR code right here. And thank you to Longbridge for sponsoring this video. So what can you do now as an investor after hearing this news of the lot size change? I think the first thing is, don't need to rush, don't need to ganjong. The change is not confirmed yet, but do follow the SGX announcements early next year, because once it is announced officially, I will share the news. But meanwhile, start reviewing your current broker fees, because smaller lot sizes benefit those with lower commission structures, just like how Longbridge does it. Think about how this may change your investment strategy and SG stock exposure. So for those of you who watched the whole video but forget everything I just said, you just need to remember these few points, the frequently asked questions. Number one, is this a confirmed news? The answer is no, it is not a confirmed news yet. It will only be confirmed after a consultation in early 2026. So meanwhile, we will wait for the official announcement. Question two, does it apply to all Singapore stocks? No. Okay, it will only apply to all those stocks which are priced above 10 Singapore dollars. Number three, will it make Singapore stocks more popular? I guess the answer is probably yes, because you're increasing the trading activity as more people having lower barriers to entry, they can enter the stock market at a smaller trade order size. So this will improve the trading activity. Whether that will increase the stock price or not, that one we cannot predict. But to really sum up, what I really want to share is that if SGX really moves to 10 unit lots, retail investors will get more flexibility. This is a fact. And the smaller lot sizes is just going to encourage more people to start investing in the Singapore stock market. But be aware, the savings will only show up if your trading fees are low. If you're using a broker that charges minimum commission like $25, then it still doesn't really help, because like a small trade of maybe $500, you're paying $25 commission. It doesn't make sense in commission. So it's very important and a good time to really review and compare your brokers. Especially if you have not used Longbridge yet, you can go and sign up for a Longbridge account and take advantage of their low trading fees. I also have an additional surprise for those of you who stay and watch till the end, because Longbridge is having a Christmas giveaway where I will choose 3 lucky winners, and all you have to do is just to apply for a Longbridge account using my link and fund in at least 2,000 Singapore dollars by 17th of December, and you can receive an awfully chocolate gift box worth 108 Singapore dollars. The next thing you have to do is just to fill up the Google form to participate in the lucky draw, and then I'll announce the winners by the 20th of December. And as always, do your own research. This is not financial advice, because I'm just sharing the news based on what is factually reported. Whether it will really increase stock prices and the company returns in the long run, nobody really knows. That one really depends on how the market outlook is and the business fundamentals. And since we are coming to the end of the year, if you're unsure where the best places to park cash is, I will refer you to watch this video that I've done for my own cash strategy right here.